Ambassador Donald Booth just joins us today to discuss the economic side of things and what is happening in South Sudan's economy and what the country needs to do to improve the economic situation and what reforms also will be needed to be implemented under the peace agreement. Welcome, Mr. Ambassador Donald Booth, to Radio Miraya.
Thank you, Gabriel. It's very nice to be here.
Thank you. Ambassador Donald Booth, can you briefly tell us what brings you to South Sudan this time?
My visit this time really has two purposes. One, I wanted to come and see what could be done to try to accelerate the process of forming the transitional government. This has been a slower than expected process, and many issues have been raised that my colleague, Ambassador Mali Fee, has worked diligently on, working with government and opposition to try to overcome the obstacles to having the return of the security for Dr. Machar and then getting him here. I also saw that this was important to come and engage on the economic situation in South Sudan, which has become, as everyone of your listeners knows, much more dire as time passes. And to talk about how to get the dialogue going between South Sudan and its partners. There will be a very important meeting of the World Bank and IMF in Washington in mid-April, and I've been engaging with those who will be going to those meetings, urging them to come with not only a recognition of the problem, but with some plans for how to address it, so that they can begin a constructive dialogue with the United States and other partners of South Sudan in trying to help stabilize the economic situation.
Just two quick follow-ups on this issue. Your coming is probably coinciding with the arrival of some generals from the SPLM-SPLA in opposition. And their delayed arrival has lately been blamed on the Troika, where they promised to bring to transport the forces for the joint forces in Juba mm-hmm. and other towns. What is the response now from the Troika about this thing?
Well, the U.S., along with our other partners, the United Kingdom and Norway, but working also with the Chinese and the United Nations, we've all worked together in a group effort to prepare the sites where the opposition security forces will be stationed. And to arrange the transportation. And today, the first flight should be arriving. The issues have been worked out over the past few days. And we hope that next week we'll see the return of the 1,370 IO security forces. And I met with Dr. Machar in Addis last weekend. And he assured me that once those forces are here, he would return to Juba.
So expect him to be in less than 2 weeks, 10 days to be here.
That is our expectation, yes.
Yeah. And regarding the meeting of the IMF and World Bank, South Sudan economy is in dire condition. And we see that the attention of the world is geared toward other crises in the world. I mean Syria, other areas in the world crisis. What is in there? What is your administration proposing for South Sudan in this very important meeting?
Well, first of all, this is the beginning of a conversation about the measures that will need to be taken to stabilize the economy. And in the discussions I've had, I have encouraged that all parties get together now to begin discussing this. This is not just something that is an issue for the government to address. And I think the most important message that can be sent to international partners at the Washington meetings of the bank and the fund is that the delegation is coming from the transitional government. That will show that there has been tremendous progress on the political side. But then to come with some realistic proposals for how to address the problem. And if I can put it very simply, the problem is that South Sudan is spending more than it is receiving in income. And there are many reasons for this. Reserves have been depleted during the conflict. The price of oil, as everyone knows, has come down, and therefore the revenue from oil has dramatically declined. And the spending by the government has continued to increase. And so there has to be brought back into balance the income and the expenditure. If you think about it, every household, how much money do you bring home and how much can you pay for your food, for your rent? So there will have to be some belt tightening that is undertaken. But this is something that can only be done if all South Sudanese will come together and recognize that there will be continue to be difficult economic times for some time, but to come together as a country to take those measures which can stabilize the economy.
Ambassador Donald, the economic situation is everybody's knowledge now. It's very dire. More than 70% of the population now are below the poverty line because of the floating of the exchange rate. This is a happy news. The floating is happy news for the World Bank, for the international community, because South Sudan will be joining the international global market economy. But who is paying for that is the local citizens. And how does the U.S. look at this when majority of people are being pushed down into poverty and just to say we have a good system of economy?
Well, first, I think we need to be clear that people need to understand that preserving an exchange rate, an artificially low exchange rate that was fixed for so long, for too long it was fixed, simply depleted hard currency out of the central bank. The central bank was spending money simply to defend a level of a currency. And I think everyone recognizes that their purchases were being done on a market, and they were paying a market price for those goods. What has happened since the move to let the currency float and go to a currency auction system is that this imbalance in the particularly in the government budget has created pressures for financing of that deficit, the government deficit. The way that has been financed is by printing more South Sudanese pounds. When you print more South Sudanese pounds, then everything that you pay for in South Sudanese pounds becomes more expensive. It's called inflation. And inflation in year on year from February to February was 200%. So this increase in prices is due really to the increase in the number of South Sudanese pounds that are in circulation in the country. Now, that doesn't mean that your income has gone up, and that's where the problem is. So the first step that has to be taken is to stop the printing of excess currency so that the inflation rate will come down and then people's purchasing power will improve so that the money that they have in their pocket will buy more goods because what they have in their pocket, the pounds they have in their pocket, are worth more.
Yeah.
So this is an adjustment period, and it will take some time.
Given the implementation of the peace agreement and the formation of the transitional government of national unity and this meeting, and also linking it to the position of the U.S. government that they are not willing to spend money on South Sudan unless the leaders show genuine willingness to implement the agreement, can we say that the U.S. now is ready and willing to support South Sudan financially to address the economic crisis?
Let's put it this way, and I want to be very clear on this. The United States has never stopped supporting the people of South Sudan. We have been by far the largest donor in terms of humanitarian assistance. We have given close to $1.6 billion since the beginning of the conflict for emergency assistance to the people of South Sudan. We have also continued a number of our development activities, the ones that benefit the people directly in the areas of health, education, and agriculture. So the United States has not walked away, but there are limitations as to what we could do in a country that was at conflict, at war with itself. So as the transitional government comes into office, as the transitional government offers policies that will show that they are serious about utilizing South Sudan's money for the benefit of South Sudan's people, then the international community, including the United States, will be much more prepared to be providing the additional assistance to help with this